Hi, Scott Walker here. Heroin and prescription drug abuse is a serious problem in our state and in many other states across the country, which is why we're taking new actions in the fight against this growing epidemic. Today, I called the state legislature in a special session to take up new bills, and I directed state agencies to implement recommendations made by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and State Representative Don Nygren, who are the co-chairs of the Governor's Task Force on Opioid Abuse. These orders instructed our state agencies to take a number of steps to improve our response to this public health crisis and apply for newly available federal funding for grants. In 2014, Wisconsin saw 843 drug overdoses, 47% of which were caused by prescription painkillers. We want to work with first responders, medical professionals, and families to get that number down to zero. In order to prevent drug addiction and overdose, we need a multifaceted response to help people receive treatment and recover. The orders I signed today are another step in the right direction and build upon our previous efforts, including the HOPE, or Heroin Opioid Prevention and Education legislation we signed into law late last spring, as well as an order we issued this fall allowing Narcan, a life-saving drug that blocks the effects of opioids on the brain, to be dispensed without individual prescriptions. Chances are we all know someone who's been personally affected by a drug overdose. Together, we'll work to save lives and eliminate this public health crisis.